I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't like your tone today, dude. I gotta be honest with you.
Tell the people what you told me.
I said, do you know what they're calling Casper Jakachonis, what he's part of?
What they calling him?
He's part now of Vlad of the Lithuanian Big Three.
And I said, name three Lithuanian players.
Glad you asked, Leroy.
You know he's going to name them. He's going to name them. He's going to.
Yeah, but we're not going to know them.
It doesn't matter.
You will know them. You will know them.
He will pronounce their names correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Pronounce them.
And Hawk will be excited about this because it involves one of his favorite players. Matas Puzelis. Matas Puzelis.
That's one.
Kasparis Jakachonis.
That's two.
And Jonas Valanciunas.
Ooh.
They're calling it the new Lithuanian Big Three. I'm not even making that up, Lou. Look. Eurobasket. The new big three.
With a question mark.
Intangibles.
They smoke cigarettes and drink a lot of coffee.
I wouldn't doubt that, dude. I wouldn't doubt that. But yes, Kasparis Jakachonis is joining Team Lithuania for a couple of games. Now, he will still participate. This was confirmed by reporters yesterday from Ira Winderman, Anthony Chang. I saw that. He will still play in Vegas Summer League. It's two qualifiers. He's going to play against Italy, and he's going to play against Great Britain in the qualifiers in early July, which is exciting for a couple of reasons. One, he's going to get multiple chances to kind of run the, be on ball and run the offense, but also it's within my subscription ending, so I don't have to pay for anything new, which is great news for me.
So you secretly, I think you secretly wanted to keep your
yes!
subscription.
No,
yeah, I think so.
No,
yeah,
yes. You would. Just why would I want to keep that?
Why would you want to keep that?
You haven't gotten rid of it.
You hadn't gotten rid of it.
Why would I want to keep a Eurobasket subscription? Why? Because I want to watch Serbia and Lithuania.
Because you want to watch every European player that's on the Miami
because
Heat play.
You're sick.
And then you can go crazy about how they're having a big summer. And, you know, they're gaining weight, they're putting muscle, they're adding more to the game. This is going to be a big season coming up for that particular player with the Heat. Yeah, that's you. Look at you. You're getting all excited.
You know what? I just know in about a month from now, you're going to be asking, why don't they have Eurobasket on Hard Rock Bet?
I think they do.
I feel like that question was already
I think
asked
it was asked
before.
Last year.
Yeah.
I think they do. I think they do have a Eurobasket. They should. Otherwise, I'm going to go to Kalshi. Kalshi's got everything. Perusing Kalshi right now. I'm like, oh, my God, I could bet on anything. This is incredible. No wonder Giannis got into this. Could bet on rumors. It's a lot of fun. There was some interesting. This could be something.
Oh, boy.
Could be nothing. I don't know.
We need the music for that.
But the you guys familiar? It's NBA draft time. You know, Vlad wouldn't know this. His team's in the conference finals, so us losers, we have to look at some other things right now. But the Miami Heat, there's been a lot of names out there, but the most common name, all right, has been LeBaron Fylan Jr., guard out of Alabama. Well, yesterday, you know, I was watching the Western Conference Finals, and as it was, as Shea hit the dagger, I happened to open up my Instagram. I was like, oh, what is this? And Fylan put on his Instagram a photo where he's shooting. You can see it here, Leroy, on the screen.
Oh, my God, really?
He puts on it's a photo, and in front, he's doing the shot in front of a Miami Heat championship banner. And I was like, really?
Is that? Do you think that's just a coincidence?
He may be practicing in Miami. Maybe
I don't know.
At the gym.
Well, here's what it is. So I did a little detective work. Boots on the ground, Vlad.
You have to.
Because I was like, oh, because I didn't think that guys are already going to the facility. And also, that's not where the banner is at the Heat's facility. The Heat's banners are on a yellowish wall. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that LeBaron Fylan Jr. was working out at Mike Miller's agency gym.
Oh.
He's under his banner.
Okay.
And so Mike Miller apparently has replica banners in his gym working out. But LeBaron Franklin Jr. could have put up any picture
on
Instagram.
Stop it.
And he's been seeing every mock draft that has him going to Miami at 13. And he just happens to decide to put that up there.
Now, you know what?
What else is in the carousel?
No. Right. I'm going to add a little bit.
Since you want to go ahead and just focus on the specific.
What do you mean? What else?
There are more angles of him in that carousel.
What angles matter, Jennifer? That's the one he decided.
Because you're saying, out of all pictures, he chose that.
That's
one.
The one he chose.
Is there other ones that are on the same?
That's what I want to know. But go back to that picture.
Sure.
Very interesting who liked it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very interesting and who liked
it. On the bottom of it, you can see there. You know who liked it, Leroy?
Caden Proctor.
Miami Dolphins first-round pick, of course, a fellow member of the Crimson Tide. Very interesting.
Wasn't Mike Miller also somebody's agent?
He was. I think he still is Paolo Bencaro's agent.
Okay.
He was Ja Morant's agent, and then Ja Morant has no agent now. I don't believe Ja Morant has any agent.
Okay.
Because, he's a Memphis guy, Mike Miller. But I believe his office is in New York now. He's a big-time agent. You know, he's a mover and a shaker, this Mike Miller. Now, I don't think that Filen's agent is directly Mike Miller. I think he's another guy, but he's under the umbrella. So,
Could be something. Could be nothing.
Now, he could be getting ready to learn Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, you could put all the pictures you want in front of the on Instagram.
So why wouldn't you leave with that?
What do you mean?
Yeah, he could be a Milwaukee Buck. This doesn't mean anything.
Well, he'll still get his Heat hat when we draft him.
Which is the dumbest thing in sports.
Wait a minute. So you say you're going to use him as – I thought you didn't want him.
Who, Giannis?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what I want. What's Pat want?
Oh my God.
You know, Ocho Cinco's out here saying that Giannis is like buying this. Miami houses. What am I supposed to do with that?
You absolutely find a way around all of your shadiness.
Dade Sav says, I'll file in this in the could-be-nothing cabinet.
Yes, I agree, Dade South.
Point for Twitcher.
Dade's cake eater says Tobin found a way to bet on fodder. Yeah, I'm going to lose a lot of money. It's okay, though. Dade Saval says Tobin writes a subscription off as a hopium dealer. It's a write-off.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Either way, headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. I don't like how depressingly cold I look there. You guys got that Beal?
Dude, look, you look like you need some hopium quick.
Yeah, that
dude.
Does look like Bradley
Beal. Yeah, you looking like you haven't.
That looks like the Bradley Beal batch.
I had a rough day.
You got any of that Giannis? He goes, I got Levine.
He's giving you mid. He's giving you mid.
You want some DeRozan?
You know what they call that back when I was growing up? You ain't got nothing but that yard weed.
We call that turtle food.
You can have some King's fodder.
He's like, that's all you got? Can I get a discount?
No discount. NHL playoffs, the Golden Knights defeat the Avalanche 4-2. Vegas off to a 1-0 series lead there. Game one tonight, finally, the Carolina Hurricanes, after a month off, get to take on the Montreal Canadiens. That's on TNT at 8 o'clock. Thunder, they hold off the Spurs 122-113. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 30 points in the win. Tonight, it's game two between the New York Knicks and Cleveland Cavaliers at 8 o'clock.
What are we thinking?
I think the Knicks are going to smoke them tonight, to be honest with you. I don't think it's over.
We always say this. You know what's amazing about this? Every year in the playoffs, you'll have one of these terrible games, right? This is a bad loss for the Cavs. And we'll say they're cooked. But then other times we'll say it's just one game. So, like, how do we determine? Because it looked pretty bad. Or like when a team gets blown out, you know, say just one game.
Look, it just seemed like one you can't let slip away when you don't have home court advantage. That's tough.
Right.
But look, it's not over. If they lose, it doesn't start till the Knicks win in Cleveland. All right. But that's it's a brutal loss. It's a brutal loss. There's no other way to sugarcoat it. No other way. You know, some guys bounce back. Like, think about the Miami Heat losing to Derek White. They were able to bounce back in Game 7. Ray Allen shot. San Antonio played a really competitive game. I would have thought you would have been mentally crushed after losing a game like that. You know? But, this was such a big choke job. I mean, oh, my God. And it just seemed like a formula was so exposed.
I tell you what. Last night, with about 4 minutes left, I started thinking we might have back-to-back crushing losses because they got it within two.
Yeah.
And then OKC went on a bit of a run, like a 10-0 run. But
this Hartenstein is taking some liberties, I'll tell you that much.
Him and Wimby, what are they, on a date?
French and
all the hugging they doing?
It's in French and
was the waltz French?
Who?
The dance.
Yeah, I don't know. Waltz kind of sounds like it's more Dutch or something to that effect.
You know,
No, it's German.
Hartenstein is
which he is
not. He's who? Not an intangible though.
Yes, he is. No, Hartenstein is mixed.
Yeah,
but he is German, isn't he?
No, he's Jewish. Is he German Jewish?
I thought he was from Germany.
Okay, maybe. I thought he was Jewish.
Well, he might be Jewish,
from Arkansas. What are you talking about?
Arkansas.
Isaiah Hartenstein is German.
Okay.
He was
really? All right. So that means that his mom or his dad must have been
born in Oregon, but I guess he was raised
in military?
He was raised in Germany. His father played professionally.
Oh, okay. Okay.
His father would be the brother, I guess.
No.
I would say that.
And you know what? When I said no, I realized what was happening too late.
Yesterday, Devon Achane officially signed his new contract with the Miami Dolphins. So congratulations to Achane. Gets his new deal and set to go for this upcoming season. Should be fun. Dolphins OTAs continue. Did you watch? Oh, this is a ridiculous question. Did you watch the mic'd up that the Dolphins put out yesterday?
No. Wait, mic'd up about OTAs?
Yeah, they mic'd up Jeff
Halfley. I could give a rat's ass.
Jennifer, did you watch it?
I honestly did not watch it.
Didn't watch any of the clips of Halfley?
No.
Vlad, did you watch any of it?
I did.
What'd you think?
I like him.
I like him too.
I really do. It's, I root for, my team, but you guys are the odds, but I still cover the team, so.
Yeah.
You want to be around some positive energy. I like Halfley. I think Halfley's going to do a good job.
He just seems
guys.
Like football, you know. Yeah. It doesn't seem like he's trying too hard.
He's not trying. You know what? You know what's good? I don't have to watch designer fits anymore.
Yeah. No, he doesn't give a rat's ass.
He's just got straight up coaching.
I don't got to watch his
terrible hair and a hoodie. He's right. He's all about football.
I don't need to see.
It's weird though
Nike
because
fits.
You know what? I would say when I first got to Cleveland, I was all about being a Brown and wearing the Brown stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if like. Some coaches, when they first get their first gig, that they're like, oh, no, I want to rep the place I work, the place that I'm the head coach.
Oh, I would be stealing out of the equipment room nonstop. Can you steal out of it or they keep notes?
You know, they just keep giving it to you.
That's cool.
Some places.
Well, you told Carolina. You told me the Carolina,
they bastards. Yeah. Yeah, man, it was brutal. But the cool thing about Carolina was the stadium's right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You practice in the same place you play.
It's kind of cool.
It's cool, and it's weird because the practice field, you're like downtown. Just imagine practicing downtown Miami. So like,
cooler than practicing next to a Walmart.
You practicing? No, it's number high rises. No house, no nothing. So it was different.
Dolphins get to practice next to a Sonic.
hey, with their setup.
Their setup is nice.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going there very much.
Dude. Like, there's certain things that I think fans take for granted that players don't. Like, when I was in Minnesota, we still had the same, like, tens units and ice tubs from the beginning of the Vikings. Okay? So, like, they didn't put money into it. Whereas when I was in Cleveland, that guy dumped a boatload of money into facilities and grass and stuff like that, right? So you got, you know, you started feeling the benefits of an owner who spent money on the organization. Same thing I tell you all the time. One of the first things I said about Stephen Ross, I said, money will never be a problem. They may not spend it the right way, but he's always going to dump money into the organization. Don't take that for granted. A lot of people take that for granted. How many other owners you know going to dump half a bill into their own stadium because the city won't give them no money?
Well, not definitely on a situation of like, hey, the fact that he has to spend so much money for all these guys to go away and then they still reached in to go pay for Malik Willis.
He again, like there's a lot of people that would have just said, you know what, Quinn Ewers, let's go, buddy. We're not spending no money. We're going to save some money this year and get it right. Like, and again, not saying he's doing the right things, right? But if your starting point is you will have all the resources to go out and play, that's not a terrible spot to start.
Leroy, can you give us a weather update over at the Windowplex, which is brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting? Help it keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate.
Oh, my God.
What?
In Cleveland, wearing a polo is like wearing a tux.
It's true, though. Leroy's opening the window now. With the blinds.
This stadium is not in a metropolis. It's a little breezy today. We got 10 to 15 mile an hour winds coming out of the east, maybe a little southeast. It's probably 15 miles an hour, gusting maybe over 20. It is partly cloudy. I'm always going to look out for rain because it's that time of year, so a passing shower. However, it did not rain this morning, so maybe that's a better sign. And I would say it's got to be right around 80, 82 degrees. Other than the wind, it's a pretty pleasant day out there.
Mm-hmm. How do you do, Vlad?
84 degrees. 5 degrees higher than it should be on today's average. But it feels like, yeah, it's 84. The wind is gusting at a... What did you say, Leroy?
I say it's right around 10, 15 miles an hour, but gusting over 20. Every wind now is, and then the trees do the Joe.
This guy's not...
Lean back.
Wind is 11 miles per hour. Gust is at 16. You know, there it is. This guy's good.
If I was outside, I could throw up my grass like I did at the golf course.
Sure.
I'd give you an accurate assessment.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We may have action, Jack. No. Wow.
First of all.
What?
I went over there to mess with Vlad, but I really went over there to tell him the ridiculousness.
What's ridiculous?
So, you know, Ocho Cinco said,
well, do you want me to play? I can play the sound.
Go play it. So
yeah, because you're going to be a dismisser, and I don't think we should dismiss Ocho Cinco. So Ocho Cinco was on Nightcap last night. Him, Shannon Sharp, and I believe Joe
Johnson. ISO Joe.
ISO Joe's on the podcast. You'll hear a third voice there if you don't recognize it. Former Heat guard. Of course, Ben Oudry once took a buyout so they could sign Joe Johnson to the Miami Heat.
ISO Joe.
Ocho Cinco. He's hearing things when it comes to Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Miami Heat.
Got to trade him somewhere he don't want to go. He's just going to tell the team I ain't signing no long-term deal.
You know what's funny is I mean no disrespect. And I didn't really say anything because of dialogue, and I love the context in which we're talking about and him being able to come to, you know, Minnesota to be able to help my young boy Anthony Edwards. But as I've told y'all, I think during the season, early in the season, that Giannis was already searching for a house down here in Miami. I just didn't want to mess up the conversation. So he will be down here in Miami. And when it does happen, I told, you know, at my sources, I'm, you know, just for the.
So hold on. So Miami getting him and Ja?
I'm not sure about Ja. I'm not sure about Ja's situation, but Giannis is damn near in the bag.
No. So was Damian Lillard.
Wait.
The realtor who's looking for the house. You know what? I don't want to spill too much beans, but you know, they house shopping and all that. So you know, hey Joe, you got to think about it. No, I know I play around a lot, but ain't too many times I've been wrong when it comes to predicting and telling y'all where people are going because of the conversation I had behind closed doors.
Now
there you go.
What Ocho I said, Cinco. I said whatever he said. Don't. You know, discredit Ocho Cinco. I said, you would listen to that if it was Ocho Nueve.
That's not true.
Yes, it would.
That's not true.
Like, long as you hear what you want to hear, right?
Who are the How famous 89s?
Yeah. Hey, when every time you hear a story.
What?
And you say, this guy from X, and nobody's ever heard of him. Long as he's saying what you want to hear, oh, you going to give him his credentials.
That's a fact.
That's not true.
That's a fact. That's a big fact.
Wait a minute.
I'm not the only one that believes it.
Hold on. You think it's a stretch that Ocho Cinco would know a thing or two about a thing or two about whether a famous person was going to buy a home in Miami?
Buying a house doesn't have anything. Oh, and wait. Didn't he say it about Damian Lillard?
Yeah, but Damian Lillard wanted to come here.
Where's Damian Lillard playing basketball right now?
He's in Portland for now.
Okay.
He might come back down here.
Hey.
Wait, what?
That's another story for another day.
Jesus. Here you go.
See what I'm saying?
What?
So it could be boo-boo the fool.
It's not boo-boo the fool, though.
At boo-boo the fool said,
no,
we get Giannis.
This is exactly what you would do.
No,
anytime anybody says anything that I like, you want to rain on it.
Because you fall for it.
I'm not falling for it.
As your friend. Right. As your friend, I'm going to say this.
Why would he lie?
You need to hear this.
Why would he lie?
Don't fall for everything.
Why would he lie?
That you hear because you like
it. Why would he lie?
Because he's doing a podcast.
So? What does that have to do with anything? Clickbait. He's a very popular podcast. He has no need to lie.
Clickbait.
Why is it clickbait?
You don't do stuff for clickbait?
No, I don't.
You jumped in a damn pool at the Cleveland.
I was a man of honor. What I said I would do, and that wasn't even on the air. The only way Giannis Antetokounmpo is getting back in my good graces is if he saves Sonny Bunny from a fire. Funny enough, I have a great story for you guys. Sonny had this look of terror on her face.
Sonny Bunny, she coughing up smoke.
She said, freak.
Was it a close set?
It was.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Don't involve Sonny Bunny in this nonsense.
Dade South says, why would he lie? Because it's a day that ends in Y.
Yes!
Is he known as a liar?
Ocho?
Yeah.
Ocho's been known to tell whoppers.
Whopper teller or a liar?
Whopper teller.
Okay.
There's a difference. In the context, here, I'm not going to call him a liar in the context of radio. Because we all kind of, but he does it all the time.
Does he? I don't think he does.
Hey, did Damian Lillard put on a Heat uniform?
He tried to.
No, did he?
Wait. How can you try to if you've never been to the place?
He tried to.
Dude.
But you didn't want Giannis. That's, remember? Leroy.
Times change.
J-Fick.
Listen, you know, we didn't make the playoffs now. We got to retool things. And really, I want it for Bam, Vlad. You know, I can't be greedy about my own petty differences for Bam Adebayo, you know? Bam deserves better.
So that means that between Cleveland and Knicks, you want Vlad to be happy, so you root for the Knicks?
No, he wouldn't.
I would be happy-ish for Vlad, rooting for the Knicks.
Wait, he will try to stretch this so that you guys could be
It could be both things. I would be happy for Vlad's happiness, but I'm not rooting for it.
I appreciate that. That's a friend.
That's what I mean. Like, I would be happy for him, but I'm not rooting for his happiness, if that makes any sense.
I got you.
You know, but if on the other consolation prizes, James Harden looks like a bum, it's not a bad thing to have as well.
Dave Sop said Ocho Cinco is also the same guy who said he cured his ankle with pee.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, Juan Manuel Marquez used to drink his pee.
Wait. Sure. Listen, yeah, but that's just nasty. You know why?
Because people do that.
Part of the reason why you're getting rid of it because there's no more nutrients. Mm.
But he said the nutrients help.
They say it helps you from aging.
It takes away the sting from jellyfish.
And I'm going to just get old, and I'm going to just be stung. I tell you what. I ain't got to worry about getting bit by a jellyfish unless he walked down Northeast 2nd half.
Because he's not getting no water.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We're not going to get no water.
I'm weighing the options. Jellyfish, getting peed on.
Let me tell you something about let me tell you something about the tangibles. Mm-mm. You want to go in the water? Yeah, cool. Are there any other creatures in there? There might be some creatures. Then I'm not getting the water. That's it.
I'm good.
Simple conversation. Mm-hmm. If humans are in the water, we're in there. If there's other creatures other than human, we're not in there.
Sometimes you can't see him, though. It was a,
you know what?
That makes it even more of a point to not go in there.
Do not tell a tangible there might be something in there and you might not see him.
Do you go in the sand? Do you at least stay in the sand?
Yeah, because there's some, I've seen.
They're on the sand, too.
What's on the sand?
There's been jellyfish on sand, too.
No, I ain't going that close.
One has to imagine, though, if Giannis was really looking at houses in Miami, you know, he wants to
maybe
have a
maybe he just
home
wants to live in the sun.
How about this?
He like, does. You know he could live in Greece in the offseason.
Right, but how about this?
This
remember,
is closer.
He's getting a mega deal, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to get taxed.
Yep.
Nah, the way they do it now, Vlad, you get where you pay tax where you play. I had to file taxes in 4 different states.
Yeah,
I get
half
that.
The places won't be here.
But yeah.
You get more of a break here than anywhere else.
That's what I'm saying.
Because half your games are here.
Yeah.
Well, actually, more than half.
So if he goes to Florida or Texas or he has residency there, then, yeah, he doesn't have to pay the state tax.
And that's only if you get paid all year.
Chateau freak.
That's only if you get paid all year.
Chateau freak.
If you only get paid during the basketball season, then you don't get the benefits of living in Florida.
I'm sure they'll figure out whatever benefits they need to figure out. Trust me, Andy Ellisberg's got the spreadsheet.
Maybe he just wants to live in Florida.
Well, he can live in Greece in the offseason. Why does he need to live here?
He could play in Orlando.
Wait, hold on. Didn't his wife do that?
They lived in Greece this year, yes. So now you're saying, J-Fig, I see those eyebrows raise. All of a sudden, she's on board.
Oh. Nobody said that.
Nah, I saw her.
Nobody said that.
You're not racist.
Dude, I know Jennifer's looking.
You're looking at her, she's like, wait a minute. I'm not going to give you the people eyebrow.
Richie has a question to ask.
They're
you.
Naturally
sure.
Raised.
Does the nut have a lot of tangibility?
It does. I've seen plenty of tangibles at the nut. The nut is very diverse. It's a diverse nut.
That needs to be clipped.
There is.
A diverse nut.
There's intangibles, tangibles, intangibles.
Intangibles?
Yeah, tangibles.
I give you credit.
All kinds. They call it El Nut.
El Nut.
Sweet and sweet. Yeah, the nut welcomes all. I'm telling you, dude. Everybody loves
all.
The nut.
Hey, yo.
Jesus.
It's a great place.
Wait.
I wouldn't recommend going there this weekend, though. It's going to be
81
Magic. Leroy and Vlad do not speak for most tangibles. Ridiculous take. You're wrong.
I don't know about that.
You're wrong.
I think you got maybe a couple of tangibles that are mixed in there, but I think they do speak for most tangibles.
Yeah. Like, I'm just keeping it real. I'm not saying, listen.
Is 81 Magic full tangible?
I don't know.
Here's the problem. My household is torn because my daughter likes country and line dancing. And so I think she's lost to
Yeah, he's right, though, when he says many tangibles slide through Peanut Island. Because here's the thing with Peanut Island. You don't have to go. You can see everything. You don't have to worry about sharks. You can see through the water. It's that clear.
Okay.
That's why. But it's very popular with everybody. I'm telling you. It's a mixed nut.
Okay.
It's a all mixed right. Nut.
Yep.
Love that.
We have mixed bags, and now we have mixed nut. Okay.
Yep.
Dad's house, can you fish there? You can fish there. You can fish there. You can snorkel there.
So you fish out. Is
yeah, there's a dock.
Your Shreeth is having a good time.
Yeah.
Goosies. Take a break. Back after this.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Want to let you guys know that we got a pair of tickets to give away for today to Hayley Williams, the lead singer of Paramore. Highly recommended by Jennifer, as she is bringing her the Hayley Williams Show tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in September. You going to that, Jennifer? Do you want to go?
I absolutely want to go.
Wow. Well, if you guys also want to go, be listening today at 12:20 for your chance to win tickets. This is a Live Nation show. Is she your faves? One of them?
She's definitely a top fave, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. I grew up listening to Paramore, so.
Well, there you go.
I support Hayley Williams very much.
Let us get to a little segment we like to call the mixed bag here on a Thursday as we mix things up in the sporting realm and universe and dive all over the place, Leroy, in the mixed bag. Wild, wild west, huh?
Yeah.
All right, now I don't know if this is really Carter Bryant, but have you seen the video that's gone viral of Spurs rookie Carter Bryant yesterday apparently using the bathroom in the middle of the game?
No.
Where?
This is, I'm putting the video up here for you. And
nah, he didn't go to a regular bathroom.
Has to be AI.
That's AI, bro.
I don't know.
That's AI. That's AI.
I mean, maybe it's one of those fancy bathrooms I don't know if I'm getting had. They all look shook that they think they've seen somebody come in there. Maybe he ran in.
Time out.
Because they have fancy bathrooms by the floor. You could run in there.
Time out.
Mm-hmm.
If he has to use the bathroom.
Yep.
He's going to the back.
He's going to the locker room.
There's nobody that's going to be there unless they're fans with great assets.
Well, they may have
suites.
They may have a locker room that's far away. They may not have a close locker room. You know, because some places it's a pain in the ass to get to the locker room.
So why that's bad for the players? Why would a team create a bathroom so far away that if a player's got to use it, he's got to go among?
I don't know. But if he could just go, hey, could I go to the flagship lounge? Like, if you were a player at the Heat's place, you could run in there, or you could just run to the luxury lounge, and you could do a little, rinse and repeat and get the hell out of there.
Don't go to the same bathroom Colin McGregor went to.
Do not. No.
No.
So you guys don't believe it? You don't think that's real?
No. I don't think that's real.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, I'm not going to fight you on it. You familiar with Joe Burrow?
Yep.
So Joe Burrow, a.k.a. Joe Buhuro. He's crying all the time. He was talking about his team's roster yesterday, and he says he thinks this is the best Bengals team he's been a part of.
Oh, where we needed to be better, and we went out and aggressively made it happen. We filled some holes that we have from years past, got better at a lot of positions, signed the best free agent safety, got the best D-tackle in the league, in my opinion. So we have everything we need in that locker room. We just got to go and make it happen. Number one thing is you have to win. And, you know, we're going to go win a lot of games this year and play great and win a Super Bowl. And I think this is the most talented roster that we've had since I've been here.
Wow. Big words from Joe Burrow.
You know the one thing that bothers me about that?
Tell me.
The 800-pound gorilla in the room is, dude, you ain't never healthy.
That's true.
So you sitting there having conversations about we filled holes. What about your damn hole?
Hey, yo.
What about the hole that you leave when you hurt every other week?
He's right.
Talking to him like he front office.
He did sound like the front office.
Yeah. No, you ain't. And look, It has nothing to do with what kind of player I think he is. But are you really going to him when he's always hurt to ask him about what the chances are? He should have said, you know what? First things first, I need to stay healthy.
That's true.
That's it. That's what his conversation should have been. End of discussion.
Only played 8 games last year. Full season before that, but 10 before that.
Yeah. Wow. Him and Tua on that same schedule.
Kind of.
Just different injuries.
Tua's just got the head injuries. This guy's got everything. You know, but he's got great hair, so everybody's like, oh, Joe Boothrow, he's the best. I wish them no success.
Karen S. said, didn't Burrow play Kevin in Home Alone? Guy's house is a death trap.
Does. He looks like Macaulay Culkin. There's no doubt about that.
But it's like, I'm just...
You're very frustrated by this.
Because I turn on the TV and I hear things, and I'm thinking to myself, we are just a not an aware society. Like, we think we could say things and do things that exclude us, and we are part of the problem.
Well, I told them the moves we made, and I think yeah! it comes together. You know, we're going to see what the landscape is out there. And
you know what every pundit's going to say about the Cincinnati Bengals?
Hmm?
Here's how it's going to start. They ain't going to talk about who they added. They ain't going to talk about nothing. They're going to say, if we can protect Joe Burrow and keep him healthy, that's it. Then we'll start talking about the other pieces.
Let's see.
I think we just the best team we've ever had. Really? Are you going to play 17 games? Because the best team you ever had, you were a participant in all of them.
They're plus 185. They're second favorite to win the division. Still the Ravens are the favorite at minus 120. Pittsburgh's plus 600.
I think that division is a little bit wider than people think because there's a lot of unknowns, right? Like, you got rid of two coaches and two organizations that weren't bad. And I think Pittsburgh's going to learn what it's like to not have Mike Tomlin and what some of the things he had to do to get a winning team year after year after year.
Well, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, this is what he had to say about being reunited with Mike McCarthy.
I mean, I love Mike. Mike and I spend a lot of time together. A lot of great highs over the years. A lot of respect for him, and
you've had a lot of
pretty
great
amazing
highs.
Guys coached at 3 iconic franchises now with Green Bay and Dallas. It was surreal, honestly, sitting in the meeting, the first 8 o'clock meeting on Monday. Took me back to being a 22-year-old kid sitting in Green Bay listening to Mike's first meeting in 2006. So. It's fun. I mean, it's like a pinch me moments. You know, been happening the last few days.
Getting to sit
next to James Campen in the meetings is fun. Jahri Evans was a teammate of mine. You know, he's on the staff now.
Still going.
You know, Hall of Famer, should be Hall of Famer. So that's pretty cool too. So he's a lot of connections.
New Mike McDaniel.
This guy's like a dear diary.
He's new Mike McDaniel.
Took me back.
Make me feel like I'm 22 again.
Young lad, I was 22 years old.
Why can't he feel like he was 22 again? Why can't he feel 20 years younger?
Because he hates Aaron Rodgers. That's
I'm
exactly
just saying
why.
That. So if Aaron Rodgers is happy, that's going to frustrate you.
No, not at all.
Well, he was
it
happy.
Just
yeah.
frustrated.
No,
no. You just pulled frustrated your mic. You pulled your headphone cord out.
You did.
Because
Leroy,
too much.
You'll never yeah, be
too much.
Allegations.
You don't think that's too much? I feel like I'm 22. You're 42, dude.
So when LeBron said
believable if he would have said 30, 35. 22? There ain't no way in hell you feel like you're 22.
Maybe he went to Ponce de Leon and got the Fountain of Youth.
Mm-hmm. He probably tried.
A new Achilles and
guy was probably out there licking a poison dart frog, trying to find it.
Maybe it was the ayahuasca kicking in and he was feeling like he was 22.
A man who doesn't use ayahuasca, I think, Jeff Hafley. He was mic'd up the Miami Dolphins yesterday. This was his one of his speeches he gave to his team at OTAs.
Understand the urgency, guys. We don't have many of these. There's two done. These are going to go fast. We have to get better every day. You have to find a way to get better every day. And there's a lot more mental right now than there is physical. That's just the way this thing is built, right? So you got to get on the tape. If you need extra help, you got to see your coaches. Tomorrow there's going to be more installs. Each day there's going to be more installs. This is not slow. You guys understand what I'm saying? So the urgency's got to build, and we got to get better every single day. We don't have time. There's a race for that. Good work. Your effort was outstanding. I can't wait to watch the film. Malik, you got him.
Wow, he's so efficient.
So
why did it sound like
so
that?
You know what's funny? The funny thing about this is that this is like the moments where you can get the attention of everybody because it's new install, new system, new coaches, new whatever. So everybody's going to pay attention. The hard part is after like year three or four.
Yeah.
When you've had those same guys listen to that same speech, right? That's when it becomes awkward.
Shmita says, what kind of Tetris ass song is this? JFig thinks it's Stranger Things.
That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah.
Josh Hart says, blah, blah, blah. Let's see it on the field.
But here's the thing. And I don't ever blame a coach for what he just said. And here's why. Because if you ever have the attitude that what you're doing is not that important because it's May or because it's June, right? If you ever give that attitude or that mindset, then, like, there's going to be guys that treat it that way. And you're not going to be able to get what you need to get done. Now, and so I understand a coach being there. I laugh at it because ain't nobody really playing football. But I know the importance of it. I know the importance of, listen, the hardest thing for young guys, and it was kind of even hard for me,
mm-hmm.
is that when you're learning new terminology and a new system and a new way of doing things, that the mental grind of picking all that up without even the fast pace of football, you know, the 40 seconds in between plays, the defense is jumping around. You haven't even gotten all that. Now you're just doing basic fundamental football. If you don't pay attention now, when you get into camp, that's when coaches get irate because you've had all this time and you weren't paying attention then.
That is the mixed bag. We will take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. Marlins. NBA playoffs. And we'll continue seeing if anything's out there in the Heat fodder world. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.